GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Body Armor Edge is sports hydration with a boost of caffeine. With 100 milligrams of caffeine and 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes, Body Armor Edge is boosted hydration for today's athlete. Get your Body Armor Edge today at your local Kroger.
Simon says, get the fuck up, throw your hands in the sky. We just in the back sipping yak, y'all, what's up? Girls, rub on your Yeah, I said it, rub on your New York City gritty committee, pity the fool that act me in the midst of the calm, the witty. Y'all know the name.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 81-50, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. As we go through, I believe, fire inspections. I guess that's the perfect time for me to remind everybody that temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. And if you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Manny Bates, North Carolina State, to Butler. Keep going.
Fun. kids, feels like he's been at NC State for 30 years.
I know. I was like, Manny Bates. I'm like,
yeah, I know.
Is it Rick recruited him or something?
Yeah, he did.
That's how I was going to say.
Also, it's Tuesday. So thanks to...
This Taco Tuesday.
Thanks to Tommy and the Delivery.com team for bringing by lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. Today we got Mexitacos. Locally owned, Delivery.com brings the restaurant to you. Perfect for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, graduation parties. If you use promo code ORDERNOW, you'll get $10 off your next order. Now hiring drivers, get paid per delivery. Keep your own tips. Also, if you're a restaurant looking to grow your business with food delivery, delivery.com, your neighborhood delivers.
I did like that little beat when it came out.
That is good.
Taco Tuesday.
That was an awesome video.
Okay, there's something. Okay.
Okay. Let's do it.
I want your concerns, Steve.
Okay.
I want your concerns about this team.
Mm-hmm.
Give me. Are you concerned about the backcourt?
I'm not concerned with what we have. Mm-hmm. I'm concerned that a little bit that if you were to have any injuries, that you could really be on a. You really have a small
margin for error.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
on the backcourt.
Yeah, that's what concerns me. Mm-hmm. As it's currently constructed, I take this team. We're just giving us Amani Bates. Like, let's wait and mm-hmm. see if we get Amani Bates. But if we do, I'd take that 10 and be fine. If you told me, hey, perfect health all year, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, give me those 10. Let's go. I'm good. That's never the case.
Yeah, to participate in your backcourt thing,
mm-hmm.
depth to get better on a daily basis.
Yeah.
I would like to have three guards going at each other every day.
Absolutely. You know? Yeah, I mean, the competition, because you have competition everywhere else.
That's the thing.
Like intense competition.
Yeah, but that's the if I were going to say a big worry, it's not necessarily having guys, but just having good guys who really can push Ellis, push each other. You know what I'm saying? Like the whole time. That's pretty funny.
Okay, let me ask you. Let me change sports for a second.
Freudian.
Yeah. Chris Mack's back.
Keep going.
Let me change sports.
Wait, what?
Never mind.
Oh, you missed it. It's not fun now.
You were stuck looking at Greek Freak.
He's good at basketball.
He is. Okay, let me change sports for a second. We haven't talked about this. We got a couple of texts about this today. My Arizona State grad transfer. It's like Jermaine Lowell.
Okay.
I don't know how you say it. It's L-O-L-E.
Arizona State grad transfer. What position?
Defensive tackle.
DT. I'm listening.
He's a defensive tackle. He's going to visit on May 13th, so this weekend. He's also going to visit Florida, Texas Tech.
Florida, Texas Tech.
And Oregon. He was preseason all Pac-12 last year. I think he missed the year. He had an injury or whatever. He, PFF, his last year he played, graded him out as the number two defensive tackle in the country. They seem to think Lowell's got a good shot at it. Let me tell you what I think.
I'm listening.
If Scott Satterfield and that team gets, and that crew gets this kid for this season, and you plug him in the middle of that defensive line, I think the expectation has to be there.
Are we saying ceiling goes up or expectation?
I'm kind of putting it on the coach, like on the coaching staff.
What's his name again?
Jermaine. Jermaine Lowell. L-O-L-E. I'm assuming it's Lowell. I'm not sure how to say it.
Okay, we'll go quick.
Okay, because the one thing when we talk about this team right now, what do we say? We love what they got at receiver. We love Marshawn Ford. Running back room, we absolutely are thrilled with. I mean, by the way, what that Boomer website, they put their top 30, top 40 Heisman candidates out on it, and they had Tyon Evans on it.
Mm.
And had Malik Cunningham up there, too. But, I mean, we love the running back room. The offensive line, I think we're all pretty happy with. When you look, we like, for instance, what we have coming off the edge with Yusir Abdullah coming off the edge, Yaya Diaby coming off, Gilotti, those guys. Yeah. At linebacker, we're pretty comfortable. Momo Sanogo, you got Monty Montgomery back. You know, we're feeling good there. We're feeling good in the defensive backfield. We've honed that up really well. We've got starters. You know what I'm saying? We've got big-time players all over the place there. The one spot we all go is, well, there's not a lot of depth in the interior. We don't have a big-time defensive lineman that we feel good about in the middle. To me, if you fill that spot with this guy, I immediately am like, and I'm not just being a fan, I'm like, expectation has to be there. And what's the expectation? I don't know, 8, 9.
Are we
wins? I mean,
okay. Let me ask you this: do we need to be able to get excited about the defense?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
We need to be able to get excited about the defense to have a good feeling going into the year.
Yeah, I think so. But I think people are, to an extent. Like I said, the defensive backfield, I think you feel really good about. I mean, I think, you know, I mean, when you bring
speed-wise.
Yeah, I mean, you bring guys like Sanogo in, who is one of an all-SEC type guy. Like, you know, you put him with Monty Montgomery, who's going to be back. You feel good. Keetrell Clark's back. You feel good with that. I mean, you brought in big-time players in the secondary all over. You know, I think we like what we have coming off the edge. And you're going to have Papa Williams this year. I think he's one freshman that will play.
You think he'll play early?
Yeah. You know, like Ashton Gelati did last year. You know, he can make an impact. But in the middle, it's like if you put this guy in the middle, I think all of a sudden you start to say it's realistic for a Louisville fan to say, hey, anything below eight is not okay.
He is a prototypical what we whine about.
Yeah.
This guy right now.
I know.
As I'm watching.
Sure.
He is a prototypical what we complain about.
Yeah.
Where just to kind of paint people a radio picture. Where you have, okay, you're watching the line, and you're watching an offensive guy get knocked back on his butt by somebody not like running side to side. Like,
yeah.
They're running downhill against us, and they're going backwards.
Yeah.
Like a guy who can really move. And then you see our guy just kind of pop through.
Sure.
The middle, you know, against a congested offensive line.
Yes.
You know, because it's like, okay.
Sandwich. No, we have tacos today, Steve. Tacos.
Sorry. I don't know what Xavier was watching, but the last. I give up. I'm just trying to get on. I'm just trying to get on YouTube to watch some highlights, man. That's all I wanted to do.
Listen. That's
the first thing. I might use that instead of the sandwich.
I don't know,
sandwich.
And I'm scared to play another second of it. I don't. Look, it just won't go away. It won't go away. Okay, here we go. All right, we're good.
Does it make sense, Steve, when I say.
Yes.
Okay. We see somebody pop through the line to go get a sack, but he's usually 225 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Looks, you know, slender guy, you know, popping through, getting into the backfield.
Yes.
Because we've brought it. Listen, we've schemed up an extra man who goes by kind of unblocked, and now he's chasing the quarterback.
Yeah.
But when that guy misses, we're giving up 20-yard gashes, you know?
Yes.
It's usually like a hit, a big hit or a big miss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you push him back, you know. It's frustrating. But when you see linemen knocking back offensive linemen, in downhill plays,
6'2", 305.
Yeah, that's when you say game on.
See, okay, so you agree with me?
Yes, yes.
Because also, I think it turns you get depth too. Because when you look at what you have at the defensive tackle position right now, you know, when you say, okay, I've got Destel, I've got guys like that, you
Ashton,
know, different
Destel.
Ones. It's like, okay, now if I add a guy who is probably the starter,
yeah.
And it pushes my starter back.
Yeah, it looks like a production, like a guy who can.
Yeah.
And it's not just the production, like the numbers. It's like he can knock. This guy's capable of knocking people backwards.
Yes.
You know, like physical players, he's knocking them backwards. That's what you're dying to see in your defense.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, like I said.
Without bringing the three extra. Without selling out your linebackers,
yeah,
to get a guy to the ground,
yeah.
So yeah, that would make the football look exciting to me.
I think so,
so
too.
I do know what you're saying on that, and that would pop early.
Absolutely,
you would see that early in the year where you're like, okay, game
and
on.
And he's a grad transfer, so I mean, he's a grown man. He's coming in ready to play. Like, you know, this guy's played a lot of Power 5 football. He's played at a high level. He's ready to go. So it's not one of those deals where it's like, well, we're getting this guy, but we only have one good year, you know.
Okay,
it's
does
like,
it does it worry you to say expectation, or you just say?
No, I want it. I want expectation. I that's what I said. That's what I'm saying. And I think if you get this guy, I already have expectation for the season because I'm like, there's not an excuse of we don't have enough good players. We have good players.
Yeah, right.
I just went through. I mean, when you go down this roster and you look and you're like, God, my God, we got that guy, we got that guy, we got that guy. You know, it's like there's good dudes everywhere.
Can you bring up the roster real quick?
I got it.
Just give everybody a quick refresher course. You can just run them down. Just say names.
Well, I mean, you've got Momo Sanogo, Malik Cunningham, Braden Smith, Marshawn Ford, Yaya Diaby. I mean, Tyon Evans, or you just want to stick with defense? Or, yeah, Monty Montgomery, Ashton Gelati, Mari Huggins, Bruce, Ben Perry, D. Wiggins, Josh Johnson, Keytrell Clark.
These are all dudes that's played too.
Yeah, Marvin Dallas, Jalen Mitchell,
I mean,
it's all dudes has played.
Yeah, I'm not even to the 20s yet. You know, I mean, it's like, dude. I mean, you got Jackson Hamilton, who's a redshirt freshman that people were really excited about, Rance Connor, Victoire Brown, a 6'4", 241 redshirt freshman that people were excited about. Yasir Abdullah, KJ Cloyd, Travion Cooley, Jalen Alderman, Jahar Jordan, MJ Griffin.
These are all names we've talked about. Kendrick Duncan as being playmakers.
Trey Franklin.
Kendrick Duncan.
Yeah, he's back. Yeah, we lost
Quintarius Cole.
Yeah, Raheem Craig played. He had a couple sacks last year. You know, I mean.
Can I bounce some off these?
It depends.
Tipping my hand a little bit, but Patty wants to get into this today on the V Show. But he thinks that Arizona State transfer potential. That tackle, what was the name? Jermaine Lowell.
I'm assuming it's Lowell. I could be totally wrong.
He was saying that, like, that's a key piece. And yeah. That basically will kind of tie the whole defense together. Mickey. Like, so.
Yeah, where have you been?
I don't follow this stuff. I'll be honest. Like,
where have you been the last 12 minutes?
No, I know you guys have been talking about it, but, like, is that. I'm asking the question, like, do you agree that that is the key piece to the defense? Or is it in another position spot?
You hate this show.
I don't hate this show.
Okay,
that's the only explanation.
I don't hate this show. Okay, Nick, I was asking okay, the question out, that, like, Pat literally Nick, just put out. In my group chat.
Hear me out. Now, you've got to understand where we're coming from to an extent.
Yes, explain to him.
Because we literally just had a conversation where we said, well, you feel good with the secondary and what they have.
No. With this player in particular.
I'm saying, though, this is the question he asked because he said, does it tie up? And we said, we feel good with the secondary. We feel good with the linebackers at the edge. This guy would be the thing that kind of brought – everything together.
You answered my question.
We were listening.
Actually,
okay. we said his name. We spelled his name. Jermaine Lowell. We went through highlights.
Yeah, and that's when the sandwich thing came up.
I talked about exactly what he brings to the table as far as defensive line. We talked about the depth that he provides if he comes in as your starter. It moves guys who were starters to other spots, which means you get a big boost in the depth of your line.
Right, which we didn't really have last year.
Which we didn't have. You didn't have like the penetration guy, you know, in the middle of your defensive lineup. We talked about.
All right. I didn't realize you answered the whole question. I know you were going through the roster. I missed the beginning when you answered the whole damn question.
The question you asked was 1,000% exactly what we spent 10 straight minutes explaining everything this Arizona State. Steve explained that he's a grown man, so he comes to school ready to play. Injury last year.
I didn't realize you started with him. I'm sorry.
We learned everything about. So
the secondary for the Cards. What are you guys talking about?
So when me and Steve had this 10-minute conversation back and forth, and then you say, hey, guys, what do you think about this one guy from Arizona State? I can't think of his name.
I didn't realize you started with him. I'm sorry.
Jermaine.
Lole?
Yeah.
The conversation was him.
I apologize.
That's all we were talking about.
I swear I was listening. I just didn't listen to the first part of it. So I guess I wasn't. I listened to like 75% of that and then missed the beginning.
Nick's like, do y'all think we're going to get Earl Clark?
If you went back and listened.
Yeah. Who's going to be the next coach?
Nikki, if you went back and listened, you would be like, oh, okay. Look. They should have crushed me for this.
Oh no, I didn't realize like how much I deserved to be crushed. You guys were 1,000% right. I'm 1,000% wrong. I apologize.
Short answer version.
Yes.
Hugely impactful.
Yeah.
Hugely impactful. Could change the fortune.
Well, and now that Nick's involved in the conversation, where we were going was I already love the talent that's on this team. If you shore up the one spot, like I think it becomes where it's like, hey man, anything below 8 is an F. Like, when I look at my schedule and I look at my team, well, I say, hey, man, you've got 8 wins and it's pass fail. Anything below that's an F.
You talk about tough grading.
Well, I mean, yeah, man. Like, good God. What? I mean, know what because you're saying. Because I'll look around and say, do we need?
Yeah, I'm not stopping. Yeah, and again, start with saying we got Malik Cunningham.
Yeah, and listen, and I think Coach Satterfield would agree with me.
Yep.
I don't. This isn't me hating. I think he would agree.
You know what that is? That's just me being squeamish about hot takes.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But if we sat down and just talked about that, and I looked at the schedule,
yeah,
and just kind of sounded it out, I would probably say, you got to win with this team, you know.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't really put together a special season,
sure. And like I said, I think Coach would agree. I don't think I'm saying
say
anything.
F, though.
He may not. I would
say C minus.
But
yeah, I expected a little more out of this team this year. You know, got some guys coming in.
Yeah. Like I just that's what I think. So I mean, yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, it'll be interesting to see, but yeah, I think if you add that, man, it's...
First one says Rummage ain't lying.
Yeah, I mean, right? Because you got a good score. I mean, I'm expecting 7-8 wins with this team. I mean, really, mm-hmm. I'm about there with 8 now because I'm like, dude, I mean, just to remind
people.
You should
start at 7 when you got Cunningham.
Yeah.
You should start
Who's at being 7. Brought up in Heisman conversations.
And he has more.
Somebody had him in the first round mock draft.
I just sent that to you. That CBS one that has mm-hmm. Levis going 1 has him at 26.
Yeah.
He has more.
Of course, that guy should be fired. For putting that article out. He has, on both accounts, probably.
He has more logged
Malik
hours.
Sat right in there and told us he got a 4th-round grade.
Who wrote that CBS article?
I don't know.
He doesn't watch football.
Or you don't want to say their name.
No, I genuinely don't know. Here, I'll look it up. I'll look up that. Of course.
You can grab it. Somebody wants to get in on a football conversation. Is somebody trying to say it's Jermaine Lole?
He's Hawaiian. It could be. That's why I say I didn't want to disrespect him with his name. So, I mean, I was
just sorry
saying,
about that.
I don't know. I didn't know.
Oh, Ronnie's on the phone.
Ronnie, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, Marcus. I know you guys are going to crush me whenever we hang up.
Probably.
But I don't understand how in year 4, 8 wins is like supposed to be a good thing. I don't understand how the football program has fallen so much that in year 4, 7 or 8 wins is like, oh, I could see it, you know, hopefully, blah blah. I don't want to put too much expectations on them. I mean, what I just don't understand how we've gotten to here, and I just don't get it.
So eight. So you say the expectation should be a lot higher than 8?
I'm saying that in year 4, in year 4 we should already have been talking about high level recruits. We should already 8 wins should have been last year. I don't understand. Am I the only one that remembers?
I mean, we
Johnny
are looking
Strong at Bobby Petrino and all of them guys and the big games that we had with West Virginia and Florida and all the excitement around the program and everything, and now we're like, oh well, maybe 7-8 wins will be okay, and then what is it next year? I'm worried that the guy's actually going to win 7 games, so that next year the expectations will be 8 wins. I mean, I just don't understand what the hell is going on with the football program and why everybody, just because Satterfield is a nice guy or something, who in the hell cares about that? I just want to win football games. I want us to be relevant. Next year, you know, y'all talk about the rankings next year with our recruits, and right now we're number 8. But that's only because Alabama and Texas A&M and Florida State hasn't actually signed anybody yet. We're going to be, you know, in the 50s again next year in recruiting. We're only high right now because those other teams haven't signed anybody. I just don't understand what's going on and how everybody can be okay with the football program. I mean, it's the most exciting thing going on. It used to be. It was better than when Patino was here with the basketball program. And now it's down to, I don't know. Y'all crush me when I get off here, but I don't know. I can't take the football shit no more. Sorry about my language. I'm just over the football.
Listen, I appreciate the call. You will not get bashed for your passion.
No, yeah. I understand. And I mean, Nikki, I don't agree with everything he said. This guy's dropping all kinds of cuss words. No big deal. Now he said the F word, the S word, everything else, and you just sat there on the phone talking.
I hope she's worth it, Nikki.
Listen,
it was my friend in Antarctica. Did he really swear?
We got two S bombs and an F bomb, and we're trying to get your attention, and you're just sitting there making love on the phone.
I mean, it was maybe foreplay, like at the most.
Okay, I'll say this. Yeah,
first one, I agree with the caller.
I'm not going to crush somebody for
being passionate. Yeah, yeah.
I don't totally agree with everything he said on that. Like the recruiting next year.
The place he was coming from, though, I'm like, I feel.
Look.
Because here's the thing. I won't do the...
I mean, I'm not really thrilled about...
I won't do loser talk. Yeah.
Well, because here's where I will disagree. 8-9 wins a good season in football. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was going to interject that. Lamar won 8 games.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, like, regardless, I will say, I don't like feeling like that's my ceiling. You know what I'm saying? Like, I will give him that.
I think that's what he meant.
Yeah, and I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
I'm not celebrating 8.
Yeah, yeah. Like, hey, that's my ceiling and period. But, I mean, recruiting, it's not going to be in the 50s. That's going to be a top 25 class, top 20 class.
Yeah, you can't say that. You can't say we're only 8 right now. Like, I want to hear about big recruits. And we're only 8 right
now. But that's going to – it won't end 8. But it will probably end 18.
Right.
You know,
which is still
one of the better classes we've had.
Ever.
Yeah. And, I mean, hey,
if you want to talk about his eye for – like I said, I think Charlie's biggest thing was the development. I think that was his skill set.
Sure.
His lay down the law, his skill set, his demand – for size.
And neither one of them were in the ACC. I mean, you know, I know the Big East had, we had West Virginia, and I mean, I guess Charlie to an extent. I mean, the Big East was a big close. Bus, yeah, you know. And I think Charlie could have won. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that.
I wouldn't worry about him not winning.
But, you know, I mean, Charlie, Bobby's first go-around, we're in Conference USA. I mean, there was 5 games a year we were going to just dust. We knew, right. Hey, you're 5 wins right off the bat, just like that. Now we have 2, you know.
Alex, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Yeah, I guess this is just more of a touch-up on the previous caller. I appreciate the passion, too, and I understand it. And, yeah, I mean, I guess last year Satterfield was a disappointment, or the year was a disappointment, 6 wins and a bowl loss. But, I mean, just the recruiting take was kind of awful. I mean, you can't use the argument of Alabama only has a certain amount of recruits when our average on 247 is like almost a 4-star average.
Yeah. It's
never, ever been like that.
I know. It's like, yes, Alabama will pass you up. I'm not going to argue. great.
Right, no, okay. Me neither.
Yeah, yeah.
But if we're competing against Florida State and Miami.
Sure. Beating them. That's, yeah.
Right now, and the recruits we're in on right now, if 4 or 5 of those 4-star recruits commit, we might be in the top 15.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not crazy talk.
No, so it's not.
That's all I have to say. I think there's things to be optimistic about. You can't just be a Debbie Downer about everything.
Right.
So that's all I have to say.
Alex, I appreciate the call.
Alex, listen, I appreciate it, man. And yeah, to his point, I mean, I just think that, recruiting and the transfer portal, what they've done. But listen, Ronnie is me when I see pictures of Brian Brohm with Eric Wood this weekend, and I'm like, Okay, all right, we're doing it. We're doing this thing. Let's get it rolling, you know. And it's but it's
and you have to understand that.
Yeah, but no. What Coach Satterfield has done in this offseason has been awesome. And he knows. He's got to back it up on the field now. But he's done incredible. And we'll get to this last one. I know we need to. But I told him to his face. I didn't think there was any way you could get excitement for this season. And you've done that and more.
Yeah, right.
So, right. Like, kudos to him. But now you got to go win.
You have to transfer.
Yeah. But you can't. But don't act like he's not done a great job since the end of the season. Yeah.
Wayne, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, good morning, fellas. It's been a minute since I've called. I've been down with this old virus bug, but props to Kenny Payne and what's going on with the university. And to piggyback off the caller that was about the football program being a little bit down,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't agree with him more. Here's the thing, guys. Is what has transpired with Kenny Payne bringing a hometown guy back and seeing the fire. And this is only the beginning of what is to come with the Louisville basketball program with Kenny and his crew being there. Is that not going to inspire the fan base to say, look, let's bring Brom back home. That's another hometown guy. Sat's a good, great man. I love him. And we got to give him his chance this year coming up with the recruiting class. I agree. But off the collar, what he said, I'm tired of that myself, guys. I'm tired of that being second fiddle in the state to the boys down the road. And that's not a good look for us as fan base. We can be both football and basketball, and we've proven it before. So, Scott, I will say you're a good man and everything, but if it takes, you know, grabbing some more money here and there to bring those players here, you better do it, or the man up Purdue way will be down here next, and that's just the truth. Love you guys. Hey, in Kenny, we do trust. He's doing his thing, guys, as far as the point guard or whatever. Let the man work. He knows what's going on. Fans, calm down. He knows what he's doing. Let him have it. I love football too, guys, and I know Steve, Marcus, y'all love it too, man. So, hey, I want it back too. So, Scott, get it going. If not, come home, Brom. Come home. Love the show, guys.
Wayne, I appreciate the call, Wayne.
Well, nobody wants to listen to me. The guy from Purdue is a lot more expensive now. But anyways, it's
and I was just going to say, I was going to finish his statement by saying, and I'm glad my rivalry game is at the end of the year.
I'm waiting. You got to win it.
Yep. I'm glad. It's the perfect time.
Yeah, you have to start winning it. Yeah, another blowout like that. Look, 8 wins and a stomping like that. We'll figure the recruiting class out.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. If they all leave. See ya.
We'll bring in developmental guys.
We'll figure it out.
For everything. Okay, we'll take our last quick break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Hey guys, Nicky V here. Just a reminder, check out the brand new Fox Den in the heart of St. Matthews, your home for billiards, bites, and brews, located at 3814 Frankfort Avenue. Pool tables, chef-inspired pub menu, and live music every day that ends in Y. Swing on by, tell them I sent you.
Marcus Maben, 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. As Steve is just enjoying himself, go over a little text message. As Nicky Valvano is swearing at me under his breath, I had him.
You know the title of that song?
I'm listening.
It's called Heads Will Roll.
As Nicky is swearing at me under his breath.
I've never saw anybody punked the way Nicky Valvano just got punked.
Don't do that, Steve. Don't do that. Listen.
All right, as we mentioned, it's going to be a nice night for baseball. Dan McConnell, your baseball coach, with us here tonight.
12 minutes, actually.
Coach,
it goes about 10
actually,
seconds.
I say it's a nice night. It's going to be a hot night, probably. Good morning.
But for real, you actually
we're
want
not going to complain.
No.
About
no, we will not.
I was going to tell a story about my chicken teriyaki.
Well, let's go back for a second. Like a lot of people, I don't have covered a little bit of college baseball. Like, wait a minute, baseball team tied on Sunday?
Nick really screwed the end of the show. Blame Nick. Send him dirty tweets.
Game or something, right?
Dan McDonald on this morning with the Diener Show.
Which could be a blessing, you know, as we keep telling these kids, the struggles and the challenges prepare you for maybe something great to happen. But, yes, in baseball, we for a sport that doesn't have a clock, and you have to get 27 outs or sometimes more in extra innings, the get-out-of-town day, which is typically Sunday, you know, you have, if you bus or you have a charter flight, you're safe. But we have commercial flights from time to time. And we had a commercial flight out of Charlotte, so we cannot start an inning past 4:45, which means you're going to play till maybe at least 5 o'clock, which on a Sunday, we started the game at 12:30. And, you know, so...
I think you got enough time, yeah. Seems safe.
I know you would think, but these games are long, and if you go in the extra innings, that's what makes it long. So... we have a one-run lead. I think we give up a run in the ninth. All right, we go to extra innings. I'm not even really thinking. You know, you're coaching and you're trying to do everything you can to win the game. And it's a challenge when you're on the road, as we've done at home. That, you know, that you have such an advantage at home where you can what we call walk a team off. You score a run and that's it. They don't get a chance to hit again. And so we couldn't score a run, but fortunately we didn't give up a run. But I knew after we didn't score in, like, the 12th, the clock, you know, you go, okay, they're going to get the hit, and that's it. So at that point, you realize you're either going to tie or you're going to lose. So not that you want to tie, but the tie is better than a loss. And it's just, you know, for those that love baseball and have been around baseball a long time, we always often say, well, I never saw that before, you know, and that was one of those Sunday afternoons. But we, you know, I was really proud of our group because we dealt with a lot of adversity. We had major rain delays and sat around Friday and was at the ballpark and couldn't play as of late Friday night. All right, we're going to play two Saturday, and then we start Saturday at about 11:30 a.m. and get through about 6-7 innings, and then major rain delay. We have to come back Saturday night, finish game one, start game two at, I don't know, 8 o'clock, 8:30, finish at around midnight, win game two, and then turn around, come back Sunday. Not to mention, we had food poisoning. We had some flu bug stuff going around.
Oh, man.
And then we had a couple injuries on top of it. So it was one of those to go 1-1-1 on a weekend on the road against a, you know, a really good team with all that we went through. Like I said, it turned out okay.
You know, you guys are out of town every year on Derby. Like, does your family get to go? Or are they like, you know, see it? You have fun on the road.
Derby
this
was
weekend.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, believe me, my wife gets to go. Actually, she went with Coach Williams' wife, Stephanie, and our pitching coach, and they had a great time, and I'm happy that she does get to enjoy it. My son was in town with a bunch of fraternity buddies, and so they got a chance to experience it for the first time. And it's, you know, it's a fun weekend, and me being on the road, you know, I like to at least watch the Derby. And I was frustrated because originally they had a game time set for 4 o'clock. So I'm like, hey man, like, why aren't we playing at 1 o'clock on Saturday? I got to watch the Derby, you know. And we had a rain delay from like 3 to 5:30. So I did get to go back to the hotel room, turned on, you know, watched the national anthem and the Woodford toast, and just I got to sit in my room and watch it for a couple hours, and then went back to the ballpark.
Dan McDonald is here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680 as we roll along here. You know, you knew you had a better team than what they were touting in the preseason when they gave you a gift to make you unranked. But
yes.
Is this, you know, has that helped motivate this team this season?
Well, just the way we struggled last year down the stretch, there was a lot of motivation for this group anyway. I mean, they know what the standard is, and it was a challenge for them to reset the standard, and we've done that. I'm really proud of this group, and we've handled, you have to handle curveballs and obstacles, and we're always used to it with the weather. I mean, we played in a snowstorm this year. We've had double headers. We were playing just a lot of challenge. We played a 9 a.m. game. We played late into the evening. And like I keep telling this group, man, just embrace the struggles, the challenges that we go through, the storms of life. You don't ever sign up for them, and you don't want them to happen. But they happen. And when they happen, and you have a chance to come out on the other side, hopefully a little better, a little stronger, a little wiser, whatever it may be. And, you know, I just keep reminding this group, man, we're battle-tested. And we've got, you know, 5 home games, 8 total games left. So 6 ACC, 2 midweek games, which is tonight and next Tuesday night. And so we just got to keep plugging along. Pitchers got to – we need a couple more guys to step up. And, you know, offensively, we've been pretty darn consistent this year. So I'm proud of this group. I'm having a lot of fun. I think the fans, I mean, you got to enjoy our games. I mean, I don't want to call them smell. They might be stressful for me and stressful for some of the parents, but, I mean, we have had some exciting, exciting games and fall behind and come back and win in extra innings and walk off home runs in the ninth. I mean, it's been a fun team this year, so I would hope our fans have enjoyed that part of it.
Yeah, Coach, we were blown away with all the runs you've scored and allowed this year that, you know, you got 1-0 against Vanderbilt. Yeah. Like, that was wild to see that kind of result.
Well, I can tell you Coach Williams, our pitching coach, his favorite uniform is that new – that was a brand-new red uni that we wore from Adidas. It was really cool. The problem is it was hard to read the Louisville on the chest and the numbers on the back. And just because, they, you know, you put a red logo and red numbers on a red jersey. Yeah, you throw a 1-0 shutout, Coach Williams is like, hey, when are we wearing that uniform again?
No kidding. But you do have – go ahead, Coach. Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I was going to say, I mean, that was – we needed that. I mean, we needed a low-scoring game because, you know, you just can't – you can't score 10 runs a game, and you're going to face that dominant pitcher. We faced, you know, Wake Forest's ace on Friday night was really good. I mean, that kid's going to pitch for Team USA. And, I mean, it's so it was good that we had a 1-0 game at Vanderbilt. And we played, I say, really good defense the second half of the year. The freshmen and some of the younger arms are starting to really fall into their roles and do a good job there. You know, and so we just got to, you know, we call it growth mindset. You know, my challenge for these kids is you just got to keep getting better, man. And I think the message for growth mindset is for everyone. You know, the fixed mindset is scary. You become stubborn. You become stale. And you don't grow. Where the growth mindset is how you get better and how you have to be open to growing and new ideas and new things. And so this team has had to embrace that because we weren't great at the start of the year, but we were pretty good, and we do have a lot of toughness. And we compete, and if we just keep getting a little bit better, you know, maybe we can make a special run come postseason.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Body Armor Edge is sports hydration with a boost of caffeine. With 100 milligrams of caffeine and 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes, Body Armor Edge is boosted hydration for today's athlete. Get your Body Armor Edge today at your local Kroger.